All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. We're into the second hour coming up very shortly. Garda Grainne will be joining me with the latest appeals and information from An Garda Síochána. Before we get to that, though, I just want to remind you that we're all looking forward to heading over to London for Sunday, the 8th of September. We're going to bring a special show to you between 12 and 2 p.m. where we'll chat to lots of celebrities, musicians, the diaspora, people from this area living in Donegal, the organisers of the London Irish Charity Vintage Club. They have their special show in Greenford from the 12th, on the 8th of September from 12 noon to 2 is when we're broadcasting. It's there all day. It's a mixture of wonderful machinery, great music and dancing and crack, agus ciúil. So if you're over in London, or indeed I would actually encourage you to get over there, because as I say, it's a great day. But if you're going to be there anyway, come up and say hello to us. I don't know exactly where we'll be at this point, but we'll be in a place you'll see us, and we'd love to see you there and maybe even have a chat. Now, I'm getting the begging bowl out one more time. And when I say one more time, I mean the first of many, because the annual Donegal Camino is taking place. As you know, it's taking place again this year, and it's to raise funds for Cancer Care West Donegal in Letterkenny. It's a fantastic charity. I don't need to go over all of that again. But we're trying to sort of bolster, firstly, the support for the Donegal Camino, but also funding for Cancer Care West. Now, we, as a 9 till noon family, and me as the rep of that, and hopefully Caroline will be with us as well, we're going to participate on day two of the Ards Forest Park Walk. It's on Monday, the 2nd of September. Donald will be presenting the show, but we'll be dipping in with interviews and crack and actually undertaking the walk. We're not claiming we're climbing Mount Everest for charity. That's not what it's about. But it is to do something and to raise awareness and conversations and encourage people through the door. So we would love if you could support us, please, in this and donate whatever you can, so that we, as the 9 till noon show, can present this money to Cancer Care West. idonate.ie/Greg Hughes will get you to the page. idonate.ie/Greg Hughes. Now, if you don't do online or you're anyway nervous about that at all, if you give us a ring whilst we're on air here on 07491 25000, we can help you with the donation. Or as so many of you have, you can drop in a donation and we can, and we do put it into the online pot as well. So if you can call in with anything at all, please do, or give us a call on 07491 25000, and we can help you out with the donation. And also just go directly to that iDonate page. As I say, we are up at 1,300 euro at the moment, which I think it's nice. It's a lovely thing. If we could get it up higher than that, I would be over the moon. As I say, I've never asked for anything else before. I probably won't make a habit of it either. But anyway, we'll see how we get on. Thanks very much for all of you and to all of you who have donated so far. Right, okay, shall I do a couple of comments before the bingo numbers and then we'll get Grainne in? While I agree with Christy on the road structure in Letterkenny, says this listener, he's wrong about the rail heading along the Western Corridor. The Derry-Letterkenny link is the more practical route to connect Donegal to Derry and Belfast to Dublin quicker. Okay. I get where you're coming from, but you see, maybe it's a Donegal thing, but why not both? Why not make a rail ring around Ireland, and we could have the Western Corridor and the link to Derry? Greg, I was in Ballybuffet one day and was struggling to cross the road as the traffic was busy as usual. Anyway, this man came up to me and he said there is a zebra crossing up there. Okay. Why will Bus Erin not answer phone or emails? My wife's ringing and emailing them. No joy, as the school bus tickets never came. Tight effort, which is a great way of describing it. Any advice on that? School tickets never came, and the family are trying to get through to Bus Erin to try and find out what the story is. No ticket, no seat, probably is the situation. So let us know if you have any information there. Greg, I know you've covered this issue before. I didn't accept the smart meter last time. Now I've received a letter to say they are coming to install. What's the story? Can I refuse again? I'm not being picky, but I'm quite happy the way I am. Thank you. Love the show. My understanding is, and Caroline, maybe we might chase that up just to ensure that you can still refuse the smart meter. Maybe they're saying, right, the person's probably chatted to friends and neighbours. Maybe their views changed. We'll try again. But we'll double check just, because we do get quite a few of these calls, and I'm more than happy to revisit them. We'll double check to see if you still can sort of say, you know what, I don't want to go down that route just yet. As I've said previously on the show, the bottom line is we're going to get to a point whereby the analogue meters aren't serviced any longer. So you might have a problem with it and they'll come round and say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't work on those meters anymore, but we have these fancy new smart meters that we can put in for you. That's where we're going. So I think any resistance at the moment is, you know, temporary. But sure, we'll see. We'll find out. Hey, looking for help as well. A single mother and landlord's putting the rent up in December. I'm unhapp being on the council waiting list 7 years and they're saying they've nothing. The child is starting school and I cannot afford the rent. Letterkenny, if possible. Lots of people in the same boat. And it seems to be particularly bothers me because it seems to be an awful lot of single mothers that we're getting contact from. I can count five now that have been given short notice to get out of their accommodation or the rent has been put up to a point that they simply can't afford it. And they're up to high dough, as you would be. And we're seeing more and more of it. I can continue to highlight it, but I think we need people in power to come up with a solution to this. Maybe there are people out there now that did have holiday homes or were using short-term lets during the summer, and maybe some of these properties are available at least for the winter. But I know that's complicated because if you choose to reuse it as short-term accommodation next year, you have a tenant in situ, which could be problematic. But I just wish someone who has the authority would come up with some sort of a solution to help these people out in desperate situations. Just hard-working, regular folk, all of a sudden being faced with homelessness. Now, I don't mean that in a class system. It's just you don't expect it, do you? You're battering away. You're working hard to feed yourself, to feed your children, to keep the car on the road if you're lucky enough to have a car. And next thing you know, you're going to be homeless in a couple of weeks. And you need to stay in the locality because that's where your children are going. It's a growing problem. If it's affecting you, let us know.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 91 26025.
18 minutes past 10. It is Tuesday, the 27th of August, and we say good morning to Garda Grainne Doherty, who joins us in studio from the Letterkenny Garda Station, and it is Community Garda information. Good morning, Grainne.
Good morning, Grainne.
Thanks so much for your time. Okay, quite a bit to get through, and very sadly, our first two appeals are relating to one very serious road traffic collision and also a second in which, very sadly, a life was lost, Grainne.
Exactly, a very sad weekend on the roads of Donegal, unfortunately, Greg. The first incident, Gardaí, you're appealing for witnesses following a fatal single-vehicle road traffic collision. This occurred on the R240 at Cross Quigley's Point at approximately 11:15 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th of August. The passenger, a male in his teens, was fatally injured. The driver, a male in his 20s, was taken to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast for treatment of injuries which are believed to be serious. Gardaí, you're appealing for any witnesses to this collision to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam footage, and were travelling in that area around that time, are asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with any information is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 074 932 0540, the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111, or any Garda Station. And I would like just to pass our sincere condolences on behalf of myself and all at An Garda Síochána to the family of Cian Dawson, who sadly lost his life. Our thoughts are also with the driver, who remains in hospital at this time.
Yeah, and of course, we're all joining you in that. Grainne, the second incident occurred in the south of the county.
Yeah, Gardaí, you're appealing for witnesses following a serious road traffic collision that occurred at Inverglebe on Sunday, the 25th of August. Shortly before 9 a.m, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to this collision. It involved two vehicles and it happened there on the N56. So a lady in her 80s, she was taken to Sligo University Hospital for treatment of her injuries, which are believed to be serious. A man in his 50s and a woman in her 40s were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Investigations are ongoing. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this collision to contact them. Any road users or pedestrians who were on that area on the N56 between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and have camera footage, again including dash cam footage, they're asked to make this available to the investigating Gardaí in Ballyshannon. So again, anybody with information are asked to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530, the Garda Confidential Line again on 1800 666 111, or any Garda station.
Indeed. Now, we'll move on to some other appeals now. And a burglary in Letterkenny, Grainne.
Yes, this burglary happened at a business premises on the Kiltoy Road in Letterkenny on Wednesday the 21st of August between 8:30pm and 8:50pm. A female entered the yard of this premises by climbing a gate. She proceeded to enter a number of unsecured sheds and removed a number of various items from them. She then left with these items. We're appealing to road users who may have travelled with a dash cam in the area of the Kiltoy Road last Wednesday evening between 8:15pm and 9pm to make this footage available to us. Any relevant information again should be passed to Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Are these items such that it would be obvious she was carrying something, yeah?
Yeah, well, there's small items. I think there was a rain jacket and a T-square. Quite random items, actually. Yeah, yeah. And a Bluetooth speaker, a red Bluetooth
but
speaker.
Was
also still a number of smaller items that would, you know.
But still, you would see it and it would trigger something there, of course. Okay. Yeah. Now, we are going to Ballymacool criminal damage.
Yes, so this criminal damage incident happened at the Aura Leisure Centre at Ballymacool, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Tuesday the 20th of August and around 4:20am, it's believed. Damage was caused to a large window of that building by a car at that time. There was at least two people on board the car at the time of the incident. They immediately left the area. We're appealing to road users who may have travelled at Ballymacool and who may have observed a car entering or exiting this car park of the Aura Leisure Centre in the early hours that morning, Tuesday morning, to make contact with us. If anybody travelled in that area, again, of Ballymacool with a dash cam between 4:15am and 4:30am in the early hours of last Tuesday morning, we asked them, please, to make the footage available to us in Letterkenny.
Random one there. Criminal damage now in Milford, Grainne.
Yes, this incident happened at a house in the area of Loch Fearn Heights, Milford, on Friday the 23rd of August in around 8:30pm. So a number of youths approached a house in that area. They kicked the front door and they caused damage to the door in doing so. So we're appealing particularly to residents in that area to make contact with Gardaí in Milford if they've seen these youths in the area. Anybody with relevant information is asked to contact Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060. And I haven't got it noted in here, but of course, as always with all of our appeals, we're appealing if anybody had dash cam footage also in that area, that would be of great benefit to us.
Or if any videos popped up on social media, you know, sometimes these instances can be recorded as well. Gardaí, very keen to see any of that, I'm sure. Criminal damage this time in the Convoy area.
Yes, this incident of criminal damage happened at the rear of a business premises at Main Street Convoy between 3:15am and 3:30am on Tuesday the 20th of August. So two people, we have CCTV footage and two people can be seen on there. They're wearing hoods, their hoods are up and they were also wearing masks. They were spraying graffiti over an outbuilding at the rear of that business premises between those times. So we're appealing to anybody who may have seen these people in this, on the street before or after those times to make contact with us. We're also appealing for any available dash cam footage from Main Street Convoy or in and around that general area between 3am and 3:45am last Tuesday morning. So any relevant information may be passed to Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. As with all our incidents also, we'll not keep repeating the confidential line, but the number is 1800 666 111. That can be called in relation to any of these appeals.
Yeah, confidential way to pass on info. And the reason that's important, and it may be, it's a little bit like the dash cam that number. Particularly with incidents on the road or anything for that matter, it's invaluable. And lots of people have dash cams now. So, of course, that's going to form part of it. But also there are people, too, that might be a little bit hesitant to contact the local Gardaí for whatever reasons, whether fears are real or not. And with the 1-800-666-111 phone line, it means that you can pass on the info, help perhaps solve the crime, and you can do so anonymously. Do we know if that was like graffiti? Was it graffiti?
Graffiti that was sprayed. Okay,
right. Okay. We are going to Convoy now. We did Convoy, didn't we?
We did. Yes.
The back so of the business premises. So we'll go on to theft of a trailer.
Yeah, this trailer, a side mesh trailer, 8 metres by 4 metres, was stolen from a business premises at the Pine Hill Industrial Estate in Letterkenny in the early hours of Monday the 19th of August and around 1:30am that morning. We're asking for anybody who may have travelled in that area early that morning with a dash cam again to make contact with us in Letterkenny. We're particularly interested in any sightings of a white Ford van that may have been in that area around that time. So any relevant information should be passed to us in Letterkenny on 9167100 or again the Garda confidentially.
Okay. Right, National Cybersecurity Centre have some advice for us. Is this in relation to the WhatsApp scam.
Yeah, and there have been a number of WhatsApp scams recently, but we just wanted, I wanted to highlight this one. It's a quite a worrying one because I think there will be a lot of people possibly who may fall for this one, so I wanted to make everybody aware. So the National Cyber Security Centre have become aware of an escalating trend of WhatsApp verification code scams being deployed against users in Ireland. The most worrying thing about this scam is that the scammer will contact their victim via WhatsApp, pretending to be a friend or family member who is already saved in their contact
list. That's significant. So in other words, it will actually appear on your phone to have come from someone you know.
It will. That's why I wanted to highlight this today. Brilliant. Because, okay, you know, a lot of scams are quite obvious, yeah, and this one is not so, yeah, obvious. So we're afraid some people may fall victim to this one. So what happens? The scammer first obtains the victim's phone number. That's your phone number. Mm-hmm. They enter the victim's phone number into WhatsApp's login screen. WhatsApp then sends a verification code, which will be a legitimate verification code, to the victim's phone as part of its security process. The scammer will then contact the victim via WhatsApp, pretending to be a friend or family member from that victim's contact list. This impersonation is possible. The scammer has already compromised the account of someone that the victim knows using the same technique. The scammer creates a sense of urgency, as with many scams. They ask the victim to share the verification code that they had received, and they make it seem like an urgent request from a trusted contact. The victim then, believing they're helping their friend or family member, they might share this code and they mightn't even question that request, and especially if they're distracted or caught off guard.
So just to be clear, and this is why this is a brilliant scam, and I say that again with no credit to them, They will request a verification code which goes to the user's phone,
yeah,
and they'll get straight onto you straight away, claiming to be a friend, and it will appear as if in the friend list and say, "You may have just got a code. I had to use your number. Can you send it on to me?"
I need it
and
urgently.
All
yeah.
you're sending is a 6-digit code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that means nothing. You're not yeah. clicking a link. You're not doing nothing. And once this scammer gets that code, they have the login and the access code for your WhatsApp, and so it continues.
They take over your account wow. then. And in some cases also, I've also read that in some cases, they will ring your phone once from your trusted contact's number. It would appear maybe mammy, sister,
missed
whoever,
call, yeah.
that's calling you. They'll ring it once, hang up, then they'll text, just to make it that bit more legitimate, you know, that you've also had a missed call from them. And that creates more of a sense of urgency as well. So when you, if you share this code, you're giving the scammer full access to your WhatsApp account. They can then lock you out of your account. Your compromised account can then be used to further spread this scam or exploit the victim's contacts. And this may lead to additional security breaches, potential financial or personal losses. So we just have a few tips on how to protect yourself against this scam. I actually went in a couple of nights ago and did it on my own phone because I hadn't got the two-step verification set up. But anyway, look, we'll go through it here. So keep your verification code private. As with any passwords or any codes, keep it private. WhatsApp will never request this code from you directly, and neither should anybody else. It should never be shared with anybody. Keep it to yourself.
Your friend has no, or your mom or your dad or your sister, they've no business with your verification code.
Exactly. And I don't think your mother or sister is going to even want your verification. You know, a trusted contact, a friend or a colleague, they're not going to ask if you're, you know,
strange.
So that should ring alarm bells straight away. Activate two-step verification on your WhatsApp account. This enhances your account security. You can enable this feature in the WhatsApp settings, go into account, and then there's a security feature there. And it's quite simple, only takes a few seconds set up. So it's two-step verification you have to set up. Always be cautious of urgent requests. This relates to every type of scam. Even if a message appears to be from someone you know, be very wary of urgent requests for money or sensitive information. Always confirm their identity through a phone call or another trusted method. Report and block suspicious activity. If you receive a suspicious message or encounter questionable accounts, report them within WhatsApp itself. Quite simple to do again. You just press and hold the message, you select report, and then you follow the on-screen instructions. If your account has already been compromised by the scam, you can contact WhatsApp support at support@whatsapp.com. If somebody has already gained unauthorised access to your account, please also alert us, alert
yeah.
RD.
You see, what frustrates me about this, and that's great advice notwithstanding, but I got a message from a number 0861803367, and it said to me, AIB, we placed a hold on your card. Is transaction for no money at all at Easy Park 24 on card ending, and then it had my card, last four digits, yours. If so, reply 1. If not, reply 9. Right. So I thought, what, 0861803367, code number, isn't it? Of course
yeah,
it is. No, it was
yeah.
the AIB.
It was a genuine message.
It was the bloody AIB, yeah. And then it said, so I says, right, I'm going to ignore that because Grania tells me not to do anything on my phone. And then it says, you didn't reply to the text we sent you. A holder's been placed on your card. It cannot be used, cause on the number on the back of your card. And then I thought, right, this might not be a scam. But I had tried to reply one, and it says, your response is unclear. Please reply one if the... And I've got about 8 messages of my response being unclear. So I just wish that I think it would help to sort of make the message more clearer if they had... If they didn't use these random... what appeared to be a cloned mobile number to contact, you know, to contact
you about a scam. Yeah,
but anyway, I'm not asking you to sort of pile in on AIB, but I just thought it interesting.
I suppose in a case like that, the best thing to do with all text messages, you know, is to contact them directly before you respond.
I was in bed.
Well, you were obviously lying in bed looking at your phone, you know, so you could have emailed them now.
I suppose, okay.
You know, but just contact the bank or the financial institution directly. You know, email them.
But even if they'd said in the first instance, call the number on the back of your phone. But they're trying to avoid having to engage with the public, so they do this 1-9 thing, you see.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just we talk about these random clone numbers, and as it turns out, that actual mobile number is listed on the AIB website, but I had to go through hoops to find it. But anyway, it's just in case anyone else gets it. But I don't want to say that, because now people might go, oh, well, Greg, you know, got a text on a random number from AIB and it was legit. That's you know
the
what
worry,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's where the confusion can be. Right, okay, The text alert meeting. Text alerts are fantastic. It's a fantastic thing. I'm not sure if it's as popular as it once was. I certainly don't hear about it as much. But anyway, something's happening in Letterkenny. What's happening?
We had the meeting, actually. We had a meeting. So we have 12 text alert groups within the Letterkenny district. Yeah. So we held a meeting for them on August 21st at the Station House Hotel. And there was a great representation from the 12 text alert groups within our district. We want to thank everybody who attended. It wasn't great weather that evening, so it was nice to see so many there.
Yeah.
We just want to get the message out there, really, that the text alert scheme is very much up and running within the Letterkenny district and, I believe, across the county. I think that there has maybe been a downturn in the use of, you know, a decline nationwide, countrywide, in the use. And possibly
it just socially moved. I don't know why, but it seems to have pushed that kind of thing out a little bit.
I think
bit.
So. Well, I don't know. Is it as a result maybe too of COVID and the, you know, the way there was a decrease generally in those types of crimes that would warrant a text message, burglaries and things like that. But no, the text alert scheme's very much up and running, and we want to make people aware of that. Anybody that's interested in the text alert scheme can find out more information at muntir.ie, M-U-A-N-T-A-R. That's the Muntir na Chéire website, or at www.garda.ie. So we discussed this at the meeting, and we just wanted to remind the public today that we rely heavily on the goodwill of the public. You know, we rely on them to assist in us in our work by reporting suspicious activity. And, you know, that's of great importance to us. You know, people might think sometimes that this doesn't warrant a call and they feel silly. That call could be so precious to us. It could mean so much. You know, it could be the link that we're looking for, you know. So we
and
do
it's
urge,
like everything, you know. And I'm saying this, Gran, you can agree or disagree, but look, there's a lot of conflicting views out there, and you could call it misinformation or disinformation. Oh, the guards do nothing and they're not doing that and you waste your time and all this kind of stuff. And eventually that sort of lands, and maybe people think, well, there's no point because they do nothing about it anyway. But it is part of intelligence gathering as well. And you're not necessarily going to get, you know, the Armed Defence Force unit landing because you spotted a white Transit or a blue Ford Fiesta. But that information is logged and does form part of intelligence.
It does, of course, yeah.
It is very much worthwhile in doing so. I certainly would. Go ahead. Have you anything else to say?
I just wanted to urge the public to please always report suspicious vehicles, people, activity in your area. Please don't hesitate to contact us. Contact any of the 24/7 stations in Donegal. Letterkenny is 9167100, Buncrana 9320540, Milford 9153060, or Ballyshannon 071-985-8530. And of course, again, the Garda confidential line can be contacted at any time.
Right. Okay. We're sort of seeing the traffic change now. It's going from, you know, motorbikes and caravans to school bags and teenagers standing out in the rain, inexplicably not wearing a coat because they won't put one on, even though you tell them to put one on. So really, it's back to school. You know, there's going to be loads of new drivers that passed the test recently, and they'll be seeing, you know, this type of traffic for the first time. But also those of us that maybe sort of slipped into the summer mode and this type of traffic wasn't on the road. So what's the advice, Grania?
I actually got caught out myself this morning because I was given out to myself going down the road this morning. I should have
proper
left earlier because I totally forgot about the school traffic. You know,
you should know better.
I should know better, but I'll know better next
week. You'll
be called
in before the top brass now.
Yeah. I just don't think it's that serious. But on the coming weeks, days and weeks, the roads are going to be a lot busier with school buses, school-bound cars, pedestrians, and we're appealing to all road users, please have a little patience just until everybody settles back into routine. And an important note here, some children will be attending school for the first time. You had mentioned first-time drivers.
Yeah, of course.
Some children also, it's their first time at their new school, secondary or primary school. And others are getting used to new routines, new pick-up, drop-off points. So please be mindful of this.
Put yourself in the mind of a young'un, you know, back to school, or, they get off the bus and they're really excited to see mum or dad or go in and tell them about their day. And they're not like us. They don't think that way. And they get off the bus and they dart straight across the road. Yeah, I mean, you could see it happening.
And you do see that happening.
And
you
know, that's where we, as the drivers and what have you, that's where we have to say, right, this could potentially happen. So I'm seeing a bus and I'm slowing down and I'm looking under the wheels and I'm keeping my awareness there, because it will happen, can happen, and we just hope no one gets injured in that process. But these are young, little, excited humans that can't wait to go in and see mum and dad or granny and granddad.
And I think in some cases, they're just so excited to be out of school for the evening that, the excitement
comes. I was so excited, I got off the bus at 13 and never got back on again. 15, sorry. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so look, advice for motorists. Please ensure to slow down. This is particularly important. When you're approaching a school area or an area in which the school buses are pulled in and parking, please, please slow down. Be aware. Abide by the rules of the road. Expect the unexpected at all times. As you said, you could have a child darting out in front of you. Please expect the unexpected at all times. Parents or guardians or whoever, park so that your child can exit the car on the footpath side and not out in front of traffic. Please don't park illegally when doing school drop-offs or collections. All motorists should leave a little extra time for their journey, like I should have done this morning.
Top brass.
As delays are to be expected. They are to be expected.
Do you think we'll see more, particularly maybe, you know, teenagers on scooters? I don't see any scooters on the road. I still see lots of scooters on footpaths. Do you think we'll see an increase in them being used as school transport?
Well, I would hope not, to be honest, that they aren't used as a mode of school transport.
I just don't think they're safe, Grania. They don't look safe. The people on them look, when they're on the road, they look so vulnerable. I've said that on the show before.
They do. You see, and that's the problem too, that on the road they appear vulnerable, and then when they're on the footpath, which they're not meant to be, they're a problem for pedestrians.
Right, okay, so listen, it's a shared space for all of us, isn't it? And we just all have to. And you know, as well as that too, the way Donegal is there's quite a lot of busy, fast roads that pass schools. It's also worth remembering, those roads were built beside the schools.
Exactly,
those schools date back 50, 60, 100 years in some cases. And it's these roads that were laid across the footpath. And I know people get frustrated and there's controversy about the variable speed signs and stuff. But I don't think anyone wants an impact with a child on their conscience.
Oh, definitely not. Listen, definitely not. And as you say, some of the schools, especially in country areas, are on routes where, you know, it's extremely dangerous for the children getting on and off buses and entering the school. And I think, look, we all have a shared responsibility when it comes to road safety. All of us have picked up bad habits as we go along, you know, and we all need to just rectify those. And please put road priority at the front and foremost of your mind. You know,
have fun in life, be happy, enjoy your car, enjoy the drive, but just be a little bit careful is what we're asking. All right. Property marking event coming up again, if it goes ahead.
Yeah.
Is it outdoors or indoors?
Yeah, I'm not sure now. This one's taking place in Ardra at the Homeland.
It's going to be beautiful.
Well, hopefully.
Are you from Ardra?
Am I? I'm from Ballybuffet.
Oh, I thought you said it was the Homeland. Your Homeland? Homeland.
Oh, not my Homeland.
Agri.
No.
This is my home.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to avoid notes anymore that make you sing. Yeah, so this property marking event, it will take place on Saturday, the 31st of August. At Homeland Agri in Ardra from starting at 10 a.m. and we're just urging as many as possible to come along. It's a good opportunity to permanently mark your property with your unique marking. Ensure you have your correct air code with you. That's an important one, because the vast majority of this property is being marked with your own air code. Everybody's very welcome to come along.
Yeah, okay. You just followed up, didn't you, on a road sign issue, which is good to see.
We did, yeah. Actually, somebody called in last week about the concerns about a missing stop sign, and it's missing from some area within the Mallon Head area up there. So I did notify the council about this. The details were quite vague just as to the exact location of the sign, but we're eager to get it sorted. So I did notify the council. And we're asking that caller to please, if they can make direct contact with the council themselves, just to give them a bit of further detail so that they can rectify the situation.
Grainne, thank you very much.
No problem.
As always, really do appreciate it. That's Garda Grainne Doherty, popped up to us from the Letterkenny Garda station. And that was Community Garda information. If you missed any of it or you want to recap some of the details, you'll be able to listen to it on our podcast, which is live from 12:30 on our website. But also, you'll watch it back on our Facebook page, Highland Radio News, Sport and Obituaries, and hopefully Grainne will also link it onto the Garda Síochána Connacht Facebook page. We'll be back live on this show after this break. Okay, Oasis have finally announced their comeback with two dates at Croke Park next year. Ed Smith's presenter on Today FM, and he joins us on the programme now. Good morning, Ed.
Greg, good morning to you. Yes, the whole world is abuzz with this one. No one saw this one happening.
I just like to see brothers make up. But also, yes, obviously, the 15 years split now. How big a deal were they? I mean, people will know themselves, Ed, but just from your perspective, how big a deal were they?
Well, I think as a child of the 90s, which I wouldn't consider bias aside as the greatest musical decade of them all, like, Oasis are the titans of that decade. They absolutely bestrode it with two of the greatest debut album of the decade, definitely, maybe, celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. And then they followed it up, what they would normally call the difficult second album, with an even more successful one with What's the Story, Morning Glory, just a couple of years afterwards. So I think as much as their music resonated, I think the two characters of Liam and Noel were just as much a part of the success. Like, the chemistry they had on stage and in the studio was unmatched at the time. And then, of course, we all love a good drama. We all love to get the popcorn out when there's big fallout. So they provided endless fodder for the newspapers, the tabloids, and I suppose fans. Would they, won't they come on stage? They famously made an absolute hames of their tour to America. They were on the brink of breaking the States, and they just couldn't keep together on the ferry, and they couldn't keep together between the two of them with the scrapping and the... And I suppose all the fighting, the infighting that went on between the band. But look, you know, they've had both quite successful solo careers since. They're very, Noel very famously, and Liam very active on Twitter, social media. They're always great to drop an old soundbite every couple of months, especially when there's an album in the offing. But I honestly, Greg, I did not see this as being possible. You know, we'll be calling this the Good Tuesday Agreement forever.
And listen, and they did make great music, consistently good music. But I also think too they benefited from an era, and maybe it is the same now, and I'm not aware of it. But you know, back in the day, and 90s would have been my thing too, Ed. You know, it was either Biggie or Tupac, right? You picked a side. It was either Oasis or Blur. Personally, I was more Pulp than either of the two of them, if the truth be told.
But I was a Suede man myself.
Right, well, there you go. But you sort of felt like you had an identity if you backed one of the bands or one of the rappers or whatever it might be. It just seems a little bit I don't want to old man this, right? It just seems a little bit vanilla and bland now. We don't seem to have that. And I think that helped, you know?
You're right. And I think you could listen, you know, as a football fan myself, you know, there was a definite tribalism. You picked one team or the other and you got behind your team, be it Oasis or Blur, and you went to battle for them. And I think, again, you know, again, you can talk about this across all sport as well. There's no great characters left. Everything's so kind of, as you say, kind of manicured and PR'd. The personality of pop stars and rock stars has been PR'd out of them. And, you know, bands are really suffering, Greg, at the moment. You know, indie bands, like, the bands used to dominate the music scene and the charts. And I think I read recently there was the first time in how many years in the top 40, and there wasn't one single band in the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely I crazy. Think there's, you know, it's absolutely wild, for, you know, for someone of our generation, or even up until the 2000s. I think 2005 was a watershed year because they're like the Arctic Monkeys. But if you think about the last, there isn't really anyone dominating from a band. You can say the Fontaine's DC, one of the most respected indie bands of the world at the moment. But when you're reaching levels of Oasis that Oasis did in the mid 90s, and for the like, they were unmatched, untouched, and I suppose the most iconic band in the world on their day. So this reunion, as improbable as it was even up until last week. Now, there's been rumblings and whistles I've been hearing, you know, that maybe there's been a thawing of the ice, and Noel said something complimentary about Liam, which was so rare. So that got people kind of wondering and scratching their chins. And then, of course, the tweet came out and all hell broke loose. So
I saw it on, the most random Twitter account a couple of days ago, things that have not happened since Lisa Minnelli died.
Right, that's one of the great ones.
So I saw that about two or three days ago, and I thought, what? And
then I think the Twitter account, actually, just for accuracy, it's things that Lisa Minnelli has outlived.
Right.
She's still with us, Greg.
You know what? You've just given me great news, that, because I'm a big fan of Lisa Minnelli, and I'm so pleased that she's still with us. Okay, thanks for
I wouldn't be surprised if she might turn up as support.
All right,
for
Oasis stuff.
In one of the 14 gigs.
Obviously now people are going to look for stories. Is this sort of a rehabilitation of their relationship, or is this all about the dollar? Like, did someone come to them and say, like, we guarantee each of you these millions, and they're doing this through gritted teeth? I'd love to think they've made up, they've had kids, they've matured, and this is actually a nice story of a family reunification.
I think so. I think if you're following the thread of the storyline on this, from what we're being told anyway, the cynic in me would like to take a sit down for a few minutes and just think, look, they're reaching middle age. They may have mellowed out a bit. Peggy is a big force in both their lives, of course, from Charlestown, County Mayo. So maybe for her sake, they've just finally knocked heads and went, look, put the hand out, sign a piece, let's get it back together for Mam, as much as anything. And it does help that they'll probably be earning countless tens, maybe not up into the hundreds of millions. Yeah. It does help.
Yeah,
it does help. But look, you know, I think it is, it's a great story. It's come full circle. You know, the two dates in Croke Park, you know, I, and now at this stage, infamously said on my own show last week that I could never see it happening. And lo and behold, about not 2 days afterwards, they announced that they were going to be getting back together. But
so in some ways, you're kind of responsible, I think.
So.
If you want to look at it conversely.
And you're welcome, Oasis fans. You're very welcome for that. But the 2 dates in Crow Park seem a little light to me. There is a bit of air and room between the dates that have been announced, from July the 4th in Cardiff all the way to the 16th of August. I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I'm not putting my reputation on the line here, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least one or two more dates announced.
Yeah, and someone said to me, what, Croke Park, will they sell out the two nights? No problem. Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
They'll do five.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They really would, because they are a band that will always have their fans from that era, but they are also a band that will accumulate fans all the while, you know, as they come of age, such as their music, because it still sounds completely fresh. It's still got a bit of edge. As you say, that they're approaching middle age, they still are actually kind of cool.
And also, I think as we were just kind of, as you were hinting towards there, Greg, very wisely, is that I was at the Liam Gallagher gig in Three Arena recently, and I've seen Noel Gallagher live recently, obviously separately to Liam. And what struck me was the mix of ages in the crowd. Mm. They were anything from late teens up until, you know, mid-50s. So I do think there's a hunger and thirst out there for some proper rock and roll, old school, and I think that's been lacking in the current music scene, and people are vibing and responding to that. And to have this back, people are expecting, you know, men of a certain age and women of a certain age to be filling these gigs. I'd be very confident that you'll have all ages.
Well, I can guarantee you
Oasis still have the appeal.
I wouldn't be surprised if the first TV interviews with Jonathan Ross, it just has that feel to it, you know what I mean? All right,
I
say, you know, I think it's great to see. I was watching a concert in Rio not so long ago that, oh my word, Danae, the band's gone. Wake Me Up When September Ends, Green Day.
Oh, Green Day.
Yeah, and you know, they've matured, but they're still fantastic. And I was watching and I was thinking, like, bands like Oasis and others that split up, you know, missing out on the ability to still be able to do that and still be relevant. So it's great to see bands coming back and doing it. Why not? Because once you're gone, you're gone. You know, once you're gone, you're gone. And you have one crack at it.
There's bands like R.E.M. who said, no, I'm a huge R.E.M. fan, but bands like R.E.M. who I think did it perfectly. They kind of went, look, it's not really working in the studio. We're not sounding as good as we used to. Let's just shake hands and walk away now. And they're still great friends. You know, with Oasis, I think the tension has always been there. Will they, won't they? And it finally came to a head. I really believe the hatred between them was very, very honest and true. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was put on
for the
papers
yeah.
or for the hype or for the publicity. It was genuine, as only brothers, Irish brothers, if you will, as only brothers can. You know, it really was a deep felt, you know, because they loved each other so much and they went through so much that only that kind of fallout can come within a family sometimes, sadly. But I think as a human story, it's great to see them finally making
peace. That's what I like about it.
They've got
well,
kids,
yeah.
as you say, and I think, you know, it'll be a great vibe. The first ones are in Cardiff. By the time they get to August, they'll be absolutely, so 16th and 17th, they'll be in their full swing. They'll have 13 gigs behind them or 12 gigs behind them. They'll be well and truly honed it down. So I think getting the tail end of that tour as it stands, Ireland are getting a better deal. Getting tickets, they're on sale this Saturday at 8 a.m. They're on sale for the UK gigs at 9 a.m. So we're getting a head start, but it's going to be mayhem. It's going to be absolute carnage getting those tickets. So get up early. And I wouldn't be surprised if you've got a lot of people from England trying to get over to see them in Ireland, because the atmosphere in Ireland to see any band is the best in the world.
Good point, yeah.
So
I mean, there's a handful of live acts that I'd really like to see, and they are amongst them. There's no doubt about that.
It's going
to
be electric.
All right, Ed. Well, she's electric.
I'll
be electric too. Okay, Ed. Apologies. That's almost bad as your faux pas in saying they'll never get back together. But here we are. All right, Ed. Take care of yourself, bud. Thanks very much.
Great to talk to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Today FM presenter Ed Smith there. Talking of Oasis, they are getting back together. Will you be going? How excited are you? Let us know. It is the 9 till noon show. A caller says, Hi, Greg. Great to see new marketing at Maharabeg School. Why can't they do the same at Lurgie Brack School? Maybe one would find out why it is not done. Thanks. Oh, new markings. Right, okay. I'd be interested to see that if anyone has a picture. Could you ask the advice on what to do if your Facebook page is hacked, please? Very complicated. I know people who've had their Facebook hacked and locked out of it, never to gain access to it again. But how is it hacked, if you could let us know? I mean, obviously the first thing you do if you can is change the password. That would be the first thing to do. Right, I'm going to take a break because we're heading towards the news. And if you want to text in a bit more detail on that hacking, we'll see if we can get you any better advice.